George Beneath a Paper Moon by Nina Borden.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Track 1.
Chapter 1. Sometimes George felt that nothing real had ever happened to him. The world swept on its passionate and catastrophic way, and he stood on the edge of it watching. Not that it mattered. How could it matter what happened or didn't happen to him? That he should get up every morning looking forward to the day seemed not only frivolous, in the face of earthquakes, wars, the population explosion, but almost impossible. The coexistence of his small, eager life and the great, burning world was impossible. And yet he went on with it, slept sound at night, woke happy and hopeful, showered and shaved, put the coffee on, turned on the radio. News of enormous, incredible events came to him at the flick of a switch while he ate eggs and bacon. His appetite seldom faltered. His body, that intricate, fragile machine, had its own innocent logic. But often his mind froze, amazed. Here I sit, eating breakfast. His best friend, Sam Catto, said, since Marconi invented the wireless, old boy, it's been hard for anyone to take themselves seriously. Sam had always managed it, though. While George hovered above the abyss like an irresolute bird, uncertain which way...